Welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast, featuring advice and interviews about athlete branding. Learn how marketing, public relations, and broadcasting can grow your brand. We also have special episodes to talk about recent news, events, and anything in the world of sports. The podcast is sponsored by Pliable, a versatile marketing, PR, and broadcasting company that identifies opportunities and creates tailored content for its clients. Now it's time to roll. Here's your host, Greg Glenn.
Thanks, and welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about sports marketing and athlete branding. Today's guest is Gordy Gronkowski Jr. He attended Jacksonville University and played baseball as an All-American. He didn't play football like his brothers. In 2002, he had 53 hits, 20 RBIs, 6 home runs. 2005, he had 54 hits, 28 RBIs, 7 home runs. Like I said, no touchdowns. However, what he did do is he built his brand. Gordy leads the Gronk Fitness brand expansion in Boston. He also organizes and installs gyms of all sizes to spread the Gronkowski mission through curating the perfect assortment of Gronk Fitness equipment. He may be the oldest Gronkowski, but he is still definitely a kid at heart. Gordy is one that organizes most of those parties, and he always brings the energy. He's bringing it here today. Welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast, Gordy.
Dude, I appreciate it. What an introduction. Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to talk with you because you've got so many cool projects that you're involved in. The first thing I want to do is start with your career. Growing up in a family with all those brothers, talk to me about how you got into sports and why you went into baseball when everybody else went into football.
You know what? This is a funny question, actually, because I think I don't talk about it enough. So it's actually, you know, it's funny because I went to two Little League World Series playing baseball. And I just realized that when, you know, my brother came out with his book, Growing Up Gronk, what were some fun facts about you? And I didn't even put that in there, you know, when they did my whole interview section in my chapter. And, you know, so I played, you know, coming from Buffalo, New York, three sport athletes, as you could think of, you know, being up in Maine and anywhere in the Northeast and Northwest. Up north, you know, you're playing 3 to 4 sports if you're an athlete. So my sports were baseball, hockey, basketball, and I played a little bit of golf my freshman year. I lettered in golf, but then I never played since because you can't mess up your baseball swing, you know. And I went to the World Series when I was 12 years old, Babe Ruth World Series, and 15 years old. So two fun facts about me. Pretty crazy. First time I ever flew in my life was when I went to the World Series in Louisiana. And I just never played football. I went out one time. My brother Dan was a sophomore. I was a senior. He was a quarterback. He threw a couple lasers to me up the middle. My fingers hurt, and I never went back and played football again. So I don't know. It just wasn't in my blood, I guess. It what is in my blood, I just didn't play. So coming from up north, though, it wasn't crazy. Football, you only had like 150, 200 people a game. It was mainly your family, right? So family and friends.
Yep.
You go down south, there's 15,000 people at these games in Texas, like average, or even in Pittsburgh. You know, our brother Rob transferred his senior year. It might have been the best thing that he ever did because, you know, 8 guys went Division I, 2 went Division I AA, and 2 guys went D2. 12 guys got scholarships on his senior team. And then you go, is Pittsburgh a lot better than Buffalo, New York for football? Yeah, it is. It's a big difference. His team ended up having the most guys in the NFL and still do from Woodland Hills. And, you know, it's just, it's a big difference when you go from somewhere like where we came from to going to somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And that's what's challenging too. It's like, how did you get out of Buffalo to play baseball? We only played 15 games a year. In Maine, you probably do the same thing, right?
Yep,
exactly. So fortunately, our parents were like, listen, if you guys want to play and get to the next level, you guys are good athletes, but you're not good if going to somewhere in Florida. You're not good in Texas. There's so many great athletes out there. You might be above average in Buffalo, New York, but that means nothing when you go to a different state. It literally means nothing. For me, I was above average athlete. I was All-American in Buffalo. Guess what? I had a walk-on to a Division I school, and I was the last walk-on at Jacksonville University. And I think what was instilled in us is our work ethic. And coming up north to a Florida school, we were intimidated. I was intimidated a little bit just because these guys are drafted in the 10th round and they were going to sign for $350,000 and they decided to go to college first. And you're like, how am I ever going to really make this? And the way you're going to make it is by outworking them. And it's outworking them, not just, you know, in the gym, but in the classroom and on the field. And it wasn't that I was the best player or we're the best athletes. We just really tried to figure out how to outwork people and lead by example and not lead by talking. Well, and you know, I think that was the strongest thing. Be in the classroom, be a good teammate, help the team win, be prepared. And these were all life lessons too. You know, leaving your four younger brothers and being best friends with them and having your own basketball and football team and hockey team, you know, to walking onto a school and showing that you could do it kind of led the way for all them to be able to do the same thing.
Well, I think that's great. I think you've defined there what it means to have a strong athlete brand and building it around hard work, determination. And, you know, obviously you're very dedicated to your sport. And a lot of times I try and tell athletes that you've already got this amazing brand. It's now up to you what you do with it post your career, right? So there will be athletes that will go on and they'll play pro sports. And then there will be athletes that go to college, play sports, but don't go pro. And that's the opportunity I always talk about as well, is you still have an athlete brand. Now it's up to you what you do with it. And so you've obviously done very well in this space. What did you think about as you were getting toward the end of your career that made you want to get into business?
Well, there's a few different things. A lot of that was instilled, you know, the hard work gets instilled from, it kind of got instilled from our parents, right? And so I kind of knew when I got out of sports, not knowing that I would go pro, I got to be honest. You know, I think our father thought, hey, if I build this fitness company that my sons will come work with me and it'd be cool to have them all hanging out and doing what we did. And all of us went pro. So that took a lot longer of a process for us to start working with them. But in the meantime, there's always different things I would do, you know, in the off season, you know, whether it's coaching or teaching baseball lessons or helping out at events, you know, and going to networking events that you don't know what you might get out of. But if you go there, you got to have kind of a strategy. And I think for me, that's what works. I love networking. I love getting out there. I do way more events than anyone else will. I just know it. That's just me. But when you're there, don't just go there and talk to a couple of your friends. Talk to, you know, every 5 minutes, talk to a new person, get their story, find out more about them. See, you might work for them someday, or they might work for you, or, you know, you might find something out that you didn't know that, you know, now you guys are doing business together. So I like to really network. I did it throughout my whole minor league career. I think people used to call me the mayor at every city I was in for baseball. And I kind of have, like, for me, I had to set myself up for that, because in the minor leagues, at the time, we only made $900 a month. You could sit here and say, why would you do that? I lived with a host family for 11 straight years. I lived with a family, and a lot of people don't see that. And they just think professional baseball is, you know, all amazing, but it was tough. It's a challenge. It's a grind. It made me a better person. It helped me understand how to, you know, schedule, how to stay organized, how to network. And I try to use that, you know, going into my business career by doing all that networking early, knowing that, hey, if I don't make it to the majors or if you get injured, you got to have something else to fall on. Whether I fell back on fitness with my dad or not, you know, I just didn't know if I wanted to live in the Northeast again. I didn't know. I once I moved to Florida, I loved the weather. Once I got drafted by the Los Angeles Angels, I loved being down south. So I was like, I might not. What if I don't go work for them? I got to make sure I set myself up for success and, you know, make sure I have all these open doors. And if I want to go do something else and not just do, you know, fitness.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. One of the things I talk about with athletes all the time, I was actually talking with a high school athlete the other day, is getting them on LinkedIn as soon as possible. There's no reason why you can't be on LinkedIn at age 16 and start building your network. You know?
Yeah, and that's a good point too, you know, because we do look at it when we go to interview people now, and a lot of times you're going to start looking at people's profiles before even interviewing them, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Instagram, Facebook. You can learn a lot quickly on some of these platforms, you know, and that's another good opportunity to build your brand. It doesn't have to be anything crazy like, oh, I need, you know, 5,000 followers. It's more or less, what are you putting up there on your Instagram? You know, how are you promoting yourself in a positive way? You know, and you have someone who just goes out and puts a couple photos up, might be there, you know, doing something in their backyard or do something cool, but they're not really keeping up with it. Unfortunately, you got someone else who's, you're looking at who's really promoting their brand, who you can see fit in your organization well. The other person might be better, but nowadays people are looking at social media, LinkedIn, you know, different platforms to really help find the right person that fits their organization, right? And a lot of that's through photos, through videos, you know, referrals, you know, so it's very interesting. And I learned that pretty quickly once my brother Chris went on who started the Ice Shaker and went on Shark Tank in 2017. What he was doing on social media and it was absolutely incredible. He grew a brand. He made a bottle better. You know, he was going to the gym in Texas when he got done playing for the Cowboys and the four other teams he played for in the NFL. He's like, I want a good bottle that I like working out with, that when I come out to my car, my protein shake's still cold. Not some like plastic bottle where it, you know, now tastes awful, right?
Yep.
So he's like, I'm going to do it. And that's a lot of work and determination and money that he made that he dumped into that company. And he built up his platform. He did cool videos around bottles and his drink stays colder than anyone else's. And, you know, just made having a bottle fun and cool, mm-hmm. which, yeah. you know, when I saw that, I was like, wow, it was nuts how he really grew his business, his platform, his liking. Everything he does is around family, friends, and fun. Like he made it cool to be on social media. And I'm older. It's not as much my generation. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to try this. And, you know, sometimes I don't always enjoy it, but because it's a lot more work for me. It's someone my age, I don't know how to work all the platforms as well. But I will tell you, we have gotten a significant amount of business out of it. I have grew my platform in such a positive way that, you know, it inspires people. People want to do more business with us. They want to connect with us. They want to partner with us because the inspiration they see behind our platform. So it's all about the way you're doing it, right? I don't have the million followers that Chris has, you know, but my following really appreciates everything I do, right? And they love partnering with us. And there's a lot of inspiration and we make a lot of people smile. But that's what it should be about. Like if you're going to go about it that way and grow your brand, you know, you're going to get a loyal following if you do it the right way.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I think it also brings up the fact, I know you mentioned, you know, obviously your brother, Chris, and then you've got Rob, who wrote his book, New York Times bestseller, which is yep. awesome. I've talked about this in a previous episode, that as an athlete, they should always be writing a book at the end of your career. Like that's just an easy branding element to add to the mix, to be able to sell books, to be able to promote your brand, whatever you want to do in life, tell your story. And that's going to make people like you, which is part of name, image, and likeness. You know, it's become such a popular buzz term. But the idea behind Rob writing his book, you doing your company, Chris with the Ice Shaker, you guys are using your athlete brand, but you're also being very savvy with your finances. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of athletes are missing as part of all this, is that it's really important to take care of that financial world as you evolve with your brand. And you had mentioned to me that Rob actually has never spent a penny of his pay from the NFL. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's very challenging for a lot of athletes, and especially the guys who are making a lot of money. You got to just be very careful of your surroundings, who's around you. You know, where, how you're going to invest your money. It, you know, there's a lot that go into it, right? And it is really impressive that, you know, for him, it's been, you know, very publicized how he has never spent a single dollar of his NFL paychecks. He's really lived off his endorsement deals. I wish I could say the same thing, but at least when you make the money I made,
yeah,
you had to at least buy food and live with a host family. But no, it just says a lot, though, because other people can do it. They just don't know how to do it. And, you know, if anyone ever wants to talk to us about how to do that when you're making that much money, we can help give them referrals. We never, people ask us, but I don't think they really like take the advice as serious as they should, because you want to be set up for success down the road. Like, that money's not going to last forever. I know people think that, hey, you made $1 million this year in your first year in the NFL. Well, guess what? What if you get hurt your second year? What if something happens, you know, after tax, that's really only 500. After you pay your agent, you know, that's another 3 to 5%. Then after you're, you know, all that, everything else that comes out of it, you're really not at that much. And then your second year, you don't have a job or you got hurt. And next thing you know, really that money is divided over 3 years and you didn't have a game plan for it. The money wasn't making money, right? You know, you were spending it instead of, you know, saving it. And so these are all things that unfortunately a lot of us athletes run into, is this type of financial issues. And so, you know, it's hard. Like, what I would do is try to find a bigger company like a Morgan Stanley, or, you know, a company that, you know, is going to have your backing. Not one of your friends' companies, you know, someone that's usually bigger or they have a really good reputation. And even start, don't put all your money into just one company either, in case something doesn't go right, spread it as well. And usually, you know, you can be very successful doing that and let your money grow while you're continuing to build up your career. So that way you're set, or hopefully closer to being set, you know, when your career is over. But yeah, it's a very sensitive subject, because unfortunately a lot of athletes have also been led in the wrong direction of financial advisors, or their friends tell them to go with this person, but really they're taking a cut on the back end of their own body. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the amount of stories I've heard over the years, it's just even like more heartbreaking, because I'm like, some of these people I know and I personally have met, and they're great people, and they've just been taken advantage of. And you're like, how can, like, you just wonder how it can happen, right? Yeah. So you just got to be very diligent of the people you put around you, who you work with as well. Like I said, you don't have to do everything all at once. You can start off smaller to make sure you're building, you know, building that up. But, you know, overall, you really want to find the right people to work with to make sure financially that, you know, it's going in the right direction as you continue to grow your brand.
No, that's a great point. And trust in that inner circle kind of that you talk about is such an important piece of being an athlete, having the right people in your circle, having that trust factor. Let's talk about what's next. Now that you've got all this success, talk to me about what's next for Gronk Fitness and what you're planning to do.
Yeah, and talking about that trust factor, that's so critical to these athletes. And unfortunately, they're so young, right? But you really got to lean on the people you know be there for you. And I really think that is huge, to understand that, hey, if you got to get rid of, you know, your mom, your dad, your best friend, you know, whoever it is, because they're bringing negative energy, they're not in it for the right reasons. I know that they're that close to you. First, you should probably have a conversation. But after that, if they keep doing the wrong things, you got to move. Mm-hmm. And you got to do what's best for your health and for your mind and your body. And you can't let other people bring you down. Unfortunately, that, you know, these are hard decisions, but you also got to do what's best for you. And I just don't care. People have given me negative energy in our circle. I will find a way to weed them out or get rid of them. Yeah. You know, and it's hard to say that, but it just will happen. It just doesn't happen.
I was actually reading a stat the other day that positive people are like 37% more efficient and effective. It's absolutely true.
Yeah. And if I don't feel like someone's fitting right on our team, it doesn't matter. We'll just, you know, we'll figure out a way to get them out. But, you know, you have to do it if you want to be successful. Otherwise, guess what? You're miserable. You're not happy. You're bitching all the time. You got to get the right people in your corner who actually want to do the right things and be there for you, because if they are there for you and everyone's on the pulling from the same side of the rope, everyone's going to win, short and long term. Yeah. So I just wanted to go back and hit on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a great point.
Yeah. So what was the next question just talking about?
Yeah. What's next for you? I mean, obviously you don't sit still long.
No, it's, you know, there's so many cool things going on and you get one life, right? And I try to enjoy every day and try to figure out what's the next thing that I want to do that I'm going to have fun doing. And what, you know, I'm involved with a lot of different businesses. I invest in a lot of different businesses as well, with my brothers and without my brothers. some fit them better than fit me, and you know, and some fit me better than fit them. So, you know, right now, I don't know, this pickleball thing's been pretty heavy. I just invested in a major league pickleball team.
Nice.
That's been pretty exciting to do it with some of the top people in the world, like Scottie Scheffler, Bobby Bones, you know, CJ Stroud, a bunch of them are partners now, which is really exciting. We opened up a concept in Boston called the Tall Ship. It's one of the hottest outdoors venues in the world right now. We're open for 6 months. We have what's great about what I try to do is I try to do things strategically. When I invest in a company like the Tall Ship, we do real estate events there. We do fitness events there. So not only am I an owner, where I'm able to partner and go to networking events and have fitness events in, you know, there. Chris and Rob just did their ice shaker event at the Tall Ship in Boston. And the views are $1 million views. So if you're ever in Boston, please stop by the Tall Ship. But, you know, these are things, again, these are networking opportunities. It's strategically thought out why I'm going to invest in a company or, you know, have an opportunity to invest in something is usually thought out, you know, way ahead of time to make sure that it makes sense. I can get into so many different things, but I want to do it where it's going to be fun, where I, you know, I want to do it with the right people, like I told you earlier. And I want to make sure that it makes sense and strategically I can grow my businesses and my brand and my networking to a different level. How long am I going to do that for? I don't know. Right now, I feel young. I take care of myself. I think the biggest thing to success is working out in the morning because my brain and my mind and body is so sharp. When I don't work out, I can feel the difference. And I'm not saying a workout has to be go into the gym and, you know, bust it out for an hour, hour and a half. A workout could be as simple as, hey, just go for a nice walk in the morning. Get your body going. Get your mind right. You know, do something simple. Stretch, you know. So this, I just think it's so critical to start your day off like that and eat healthy throughout the day. Yes, I do. I like to party too. Absolutely. But I am diced up and shredded and people wonder how you can be in that good of shape. You got to be able to, you know, manage your schedule and have balance still, you know, to be able to be successful. And I can't just not have fun either. Like that's, I can't be, you know, what is, I don't know, a square box, but you know, I'm going to enjoy life too and enjoy it with people that I want to be around and have fun. And at the same time, make sure I take care of my body and look young. And that's what helps me have so much energy and keep going, you know, it's by feeling great. And that's what our dad said. Hey, the biggest thing for him, it was to get up in the morning, feel good and have, you know, the right mindset. And that's kind of how, you know, we took it as well, you know.
Well, I mean, you guys have branded yourself with fun. There's no doubt about that. I think you've done a really nice job with that. I want to hear, maybe you've got a story that stands out to you about fun or something crazy you've done in your career that you thought was either going to go one way or another, maybe went a different way. Maybe it's a story, whatever you got, you know, that might give someone a little insight.
Oh, man. I don't know if those are appropriate for this call.
So I talked about the cruise you guys went on. The cruise, I know the cruise was big, right?
Why yeah, we had the Gronk cruise. Yeah, that's actually a good one too. That, and we do Gronk Beach every year at the Super Bowl now.
Oh, okay.
So the cool thing is we talked when we were in our young, we were like, dude, how sick would it be if we did like our own concert and had the best DJs and artists? Like, we didn't know any of these guys. We didn't know Rick Ross and Flo Rida and Chainsmokers. We just thought it would be cool, like whatever. So we, you know, we had the opportunity to do it. We did this Gronk Beach. Unfortunately, you know, it was tough. 4 days on a cruise and trying to party with a lot of different DJs and artists and then work out. Like, it was hard, very little sleep. And so we're like, all right, this one's a little too aggressive for us. You know, it's cool to have one day, but to do it for four is, it almost wasn't fun because you're forcing it at that point. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we ended up doing Gronk Beach at the Super Bowl. We're the official party of the Super Bowl and NFL draft now. And it's awesome. You know, this year it's going to be in Vegas, Encore Beach Club. But the biggest thing about it brings us brothers together with music. And we absolutely love it. We all get to come together. We all get to be with our favorite artists and DJs. And not only that, last year, the amount of celebrities that came was overwhelming. It was almost too much.
Wow.
But it shows the type of brand that we built. And we're talking about brand on this call. You know, we bring fun, we bring good energy, we bring trust, and people want to be around us because we also take care of other people. So, you know, that's why the brand has grown so organically too. And naturally, and, you know, I have so much fun. All the people that came last year, it was incredible. I mean, if the celebs and artists were, couldn't have been more accommodating and more thankful for what we did and also what they do. So it works both ways. So, you know, that's probably our new go-to now is Gronk Beach. And we get to promote our brands too. So again, it's an opportunity for us to network, promote our brands, grow our brand, you know, and to have fun with everyone at the same time.
Yeah. Well, let's leave on that note. Talk to me about some of the brands you want to talk about and promote here. What are some of the latest things you want to talk about?
Yeah. I mean, right now, Gronk Fitness, as we talked about in the beginning, is our bread and butter. Our father started it 33 years ago. We are one of the top three largest distributors of fitness equipment in the United States. We design fitness centers from beginning to completion. Then we have our own service team. If anything ever happens, you know, we take care of you guys. And then we do all the flooring and turf as well and delivery and install. So we're a one-stop shop for all your fitness needs in the Northeast, 12 different states. Our Gronk Fitness, new Gronk Fitness products will be coming out soon too, which is pretty exciting. You know, those can get sold, you know, the kettlebells, the bands, the dumbbells, plyo boxes, fun stuff that kids can really relate to. And that's, you know, that's how we were. We always wanted to, we thought, you know, these hockey players and, you know, athletes are so cool when we were kids. And we know how important it is for other kids to look up to us and be able to work out the way we work out and feel like they are. And, you know, if they get in there and that helps one kid out or helps one person use, you know, feel better, or get to the next level because they're using our equipment, it's a win, right? So it's exciting about all, you know, the accessories and fitness equipment we have coming out with the Gronk Fitness logo on it, the Spike logo. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll have a lot of new stuff coming out in about 8 weeks, which is really cool. But for the most part, yeah, if anyone ever needs fitness equipment for their home, gym, or for their commercial gym, please think of me, think of us, think of our amazing team, our Gronk Fitness and GG Fitness team. We love to help deck out your gyms. We have done so many gyms up in the Northeast, especially in Maine. Bangor Savings Bank, Waterfront Concerts. We put a special gym in behind the concert stage just for the artists.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, up there. We just did a couple big schools up there, John Baps, Bangor High School, Nokomis High School, and then Kobe College, the three-story gym we built for them.
Right.
Elfon Youth Center right down the street. We have been doing so much fitness up in the north, or up in Maine, throughout Portland, all the way up to Bangor and actually Presque Isle Community High School. We've been all the way up in Fort Kent. It's been crazy. So, it's fun. And we get to deck out gyms for a living and help people live a healthier lifestyle. So Gronk Fitness all the way. You need some, let us know. We love to take care of you.
There you go. Certainly, I was really excited to talk with you about everything you've got going on. And, you know, we were even talking a little bit about name, image, and likeness. I know you guys may evolve into that space with some of your products. So really excited about everything you guys have going on. Thanks again so much for being part of this podcast. Thanks for all you guys do for athletes as well. On behalf of all the athletes I work with, I just know there's so much stuff that you guys do to help them get better every day. And I think just even hearing some of the education that you've talked about here today around financial literacy, saving money, putting, you know, time into good people and good energy is really important for these athletes to hear. So I'm glad we were able to spend a few minutes together, Gordy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And kids, don't talk about it. Be about it. By example, just work your butts off in the classroom and, you know, and be a good leader by just working hard, you know, in fitness or in the weight room and on the field. And, you know, all that'll just lead to good business. Not everyone's going to go pro. Obviously, for our family, it's, you know, 1 in 30 million. That's not going to happen. Most people, if you can even get to college and play a sport, that's great. You know, if you can be a scientist or an astronaut, I don't know anything about that world. I think that's one of the coolest things as well, but you know, I'll never be in that space, but you know, whatever it is, you know, just lead by example and enjoy it. Enjoy the ride while you can.
Yeah, that's a great message, Gordy. I really appreciate the time. Thanks again for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, Jack, for having me, buddy. Have a great afternoon. We'll catch
You're
up.
You're welcome. Soon. I'm Greg Glenn. Glad you could tune in and
stay
flat.
Stay nice.
Thanks for listening to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes from today's episode and catch up on recent episodes at PliableMarketing.com. We also encourage you to share topics and guest ideas by emailing our production staff at PliableMarketing@gmail.com. We love hearing from our loyal listeners and athletes who want to grow their brand. So jump in and be part of the podcast, because that's how we roll.